This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Why do they call Wednesday hump day? I suppose because it's halfway between Monday and Friday. But any simpleton knows that lots of people work more and different hours than used to be the case. So let's not call this hump day. Let's call it hemp day in honor of growing hemp. That could be the new national thing. How about that? Everybody in favor of that? Raise your hands, please. There you go. All those people that are there. Wednesday, July the 17th. This is the DJV program. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen, and this hour, Jennifer Horn joins us, and Victoria Keelan joins us, and Kara Schillen. We wouldn't be able to do it without her. Well, we could find somebody else, but no one is pleasant and happy.
All right. See you later.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
We need her, Kara.
Bye.
All right. Let's get to the actions of various individuals that cause us to pay attention to what they've done. Jennifer, what do we have that's trending?
Well, the All-Star Game is trending because, of course, it was
still
played.
Playing it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They're still going. It's in the 27th inning. You're still watching, right?
Yeah, I watched before I fell asleep last night, actually, to see the American League win. Hooray. Boo to you guys in California, Jennifer. We're in the National League.
You American Leaguers don't know how to play baseball, right, with that extra player of yours. But the story that happened that it got attention on social media is that Josh Hader, who plays for the Brewers, had to apologize for some homophobic, racist tweets that surfaced during the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. It was his first appearance in as an All-Star, and it ended with him actually facing potential discipline from the league and apologizing after old tweets containing racist and homophobic content resurfaced during the game. The tweets were from 2011 and 2012 when Hader was actually a teenager.
His name is, what is his name again?
Josh Hader.
Hader.
H-A-D-E-R.
Okay.
So the tweets, I'm going to do the best I can because they're pretty graphic, but something to the effect of, suck my blank, I'll murder your family, one tweet read. Well, another reportedly said, I hate gay people. At least one tweet used the N-word, according to SB Nation, which noted that the tweets have since been deleted and his account has been switched from public to private mode. Hader also reportedly tweeted a series of sexist and misogynist tweets that were screenshotted prior to his account being switched to private. He's 24 now, and he apologized after the game, said he was young, immature, and stupid, according to National Major League Baseball writer Ryan Fagan. He said, as a child, I was immature. I said some things that are inexcusable, and while noting that the tweets don't reflect his current beliefs, there's no excuse for what was said. Obviously, when you're a kid, you just tweet what's on your mind.
Right, so he's worried about anything.
So was he like 11 in 2012? Like, how old is he?
He's 24 now.
So he would have been 18.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So he was asked if he's worried about facing potential discipline, and he said he's ready to take any consequence for them. So, young, yes, but
right.
I don't know. When you're that close to being an adult and you're looking at a Major League Baseball career, a rookie mistake not to check and make sure that your Twitter profile and your Facebook profile are cleaned up, because that's what people look at, right? Who are applying for jobs, it always comes back to get you. That stuff does not disappear.
Nope. So, again, I give him, is it a pass for him? Does he get a pass? What happens to him from your perspective, all of you? What do you think?
Well, it's going to depend. That was a while ago. I don't know if what kind of punishment is worthy. He has a lot of teammates who have come to his defense and said that he's a great guy and that everything will be okay. But, boy, if you can weather the storm, I guess he'll be fine. It just depends on if people want to take him to task once the story's now in the news media.
Yeah. But I'm looking for your perspective. What do we, in terms, do you forgive and forget, move on? Remember, the rear view mirror is small, the windshield is big. That was yesterday, this is today.
Are these tweets deleted? Were these tweets that someone dug up from...
That's a good
question, the thing with social media.
Never goes away.
You know, people tweet things in anger and then delete them an hour later. If something was left there for years and then someone found it and now he's deleted them, I don't know. That's the thing with social media. And I believe in redemption. I believe in forgiveness. I just don't think that someone has changed that much. I would never I couldn't even fathom writing anything hateful like that. And if I ever said anything in anger on social media, I wouldn't let it sit there for 5 years or 6 years.
I think maybe if he's actually able to redeem himself, and I don't know, does some work for an LGBT charity or some kind of charity that donates money to a cause or something like that, then maybe people can see that he's actually changed and cares. But it is weird, and once you post something on social media, people have to know at this point. If you have any kind of position as a celebrity or an athlete or something where people are interested in you and what you've said in the past, you've got to have someone on, I don't know, who works social media or something for you who goes and cleans that up, because it just can completely ruin your career now.
It depends on how comfortable his teammates are. I think that's really where it should be. If he seems like he is hateful and awful and his teammates feel uncomfortable with him, then there should be some punishment. If these are stupid tweets that he wrote when he was a young person and his teammates come to his defense and say, nope, this isn't the guy, well, then I don't know if Major League Baseball needs to intervene.
That's true. If it's not affecting his job and his coworkers, which his teammates are his coworkers, then yeah, I agree with that. And look, we just talked about Hulk Hogan. He really made a solid effort to redeem himself, and he's come out of it on the other end, and he put the work in to rehab his image. Maybe this guy needs to do that too.
All right, that's good. I think that's. I have an opinion. Mostly about people who use that kind of language in any circumstance. My experience, and I don't want to be like a negative Nelly here, is that once you have that, it's almost like being in your blood. Once that stuff gets into your brain, is it possible to change? Yes. Should people be redeemed? Yes. But there's something about that kind of stuff that stays with you. And let's hope that he has washed it out, because it isn't acceptable now. It's never been acceptable. It's never been valuable. The people who come up with that stuff, for the most part, are not that bright. Do you have to be really bright to play baseball? Nah, you don't have to be. You hit the ball, know how to field, yada. I watched that game last night, and it's funny. It isn't funny. I thought about my attitude as I watched the players. This guy needed a haircut. This guy needed a shave. This guy didn't look like a credit. And I then the first person I thought of was Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle and the people who were around the quote-unquote heroes of baseball when I was a kid. And then looked at this bunch and thought to myself, you're silly, because image maybe is one thing, but it doesn't make a man. How you look doesn't make a man. The stuff that we are talking about with regard to this guy does make a man, however, as far as I'm concerned, or a person. That sort of thing, in my mind, is a predilection to who you are, what you're all about, what's your blood like that flows through your veins. So I don't know this guy, and I don't care about him as much as I care about the sort of tone that's set by statements like that. It just isn't, there's no need for it. Never mind there's a place for it. What are you thinking? Why are you that angry? Why do you have that much hate in you? What is the fear-based thinking that brings you to think that that kind of stuff is okay? Because it isn't. All right, so that's where we are. I want to know how Amazon Prime Day, your days are going. Anybody got a report on Amazon, the Prime stuff, and more importantly, have you bought anything? Any of you?
Yeah. I'm so disappointed.
Why?
I don't think it's as good this year. I don't think that the sales were all that great.
Yeah.
There was a big, huge screw up at the beginning where people were not able to actually get on. The site kept crashing. So, I don't know. I didn't buy one thing. And last year I completed like half of my Christmas shopping during.
Really? Well, so I remember you did that now that you mentioned it. Yeah, you were big on finishing all your shopping early. And so you haven't done any. How much time have you spent looking around, though, Jennifer?
Not too much. I actually haven't had much time, but I tried. I looked for, 10 minutes, and just nothing jumped out. So
yeah. All right.
I did some shopping yesterday because I kept seeing all these blog posts that I follow. Oh, these are some great deals on Amazon. And I'm with you, Jen. I didn't really find anything for me. This is so typical of me, too. So I found that I really needed some new wine glasses. And I was going to text you, Jen, yesterday with this brand that I found that's supposed to be really good. But anyway, I bought them for full price, so that didn't really count on Prime Day. But I've got some wine glasses being delivered on Friday. That's, like, so typical of me. Every time I try to participate in a big sale, the stuff that I want is never actually on sale. I ended up getting Lewis some new running shoes and some track pants, and they were on sale. But I didn't get anything for myself because there just wasn't anything there that was really good for me.
Well,
oh, and I got him one of those, the 23andMe DNA kits. That, I will say, they're normally like $300. They're on sale for $99 right now. So if you've ever wanted to do 23andMe, which is the best one of all the DNA at-home test kits.
Can I tell you something?
Do that one today.
I had it done, and what I got for information was, okay. But they keep, I finally had to
unsubscribe. They keep improving it. Yeah.
Well, they keep after you to buy more stuff. You get things, pitches every day. Buy this, do that, participate in this experiment, blah, blah, blah. Now, I wanted to find out where it came.
And I actually paid $99 for it years ago when I did it because they put them on sale. So I saw that. I saw it on Amazon, and I was like, okay, well, if somebody doesn't have it yet, $99 is the right price to pay for it. But,
it makes a good gift. That's a good Christmas gift. I didn't even think about that, actually. Well, my whole family's already done it except for Lewis, so. But his parents did the one that's one of the janky ones, like Heritage or something, that everyone got the data breach. So I figured $99 was a good price to start out with the 23andMe. But that's I've never heard the I've been on that system for a while now, Doug. I've never gotten any solicitations.
Must be me.
I don't know.
Find out more about Doug. Let's go. All right, let's talk about the situation that you find yourself in health-wise. You're eating well, taking good care of yourself, lots of good rest. Okay, good. This is not for you. This is for you if your life feels like, I'm talking about your life blood, your energy, the way you go about doing your daily chores, your work. Are you approaching things with vigor, or are you just kind of flat? I don't have a lot of energy. I just get up and go to work. No. You're suffering from parasitic problems, my friends. If you have no energy, you're running on empty. You need Life Change Tea, the formula for Life Change Tea, all kinds of different natural organic teas that are grown in the United States. And this combination of teas is made in the USA, shipped in the USA to you in the USA to reduce problems of digestion, the intruders that get in to mess up your health. You're probably not going to have perfect health because none of us do, but you can manage, you can maintain, you can get rid of the parasites, the bacteria, the molds, the toxins, even the fluoride content of your water can be eliminated by using Life Change Tea. Have a cup every day, will you please? Maybe in the morning and maybe at night. And it'll really, like a miracle, change your life. That's why they call it Life Change Tea. You can get it at GetTheTea.com. Can't buy it in the store. You got to go online. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it'll be shipped free. Get ready for more energy and a better life. Feel good. Get the tea at GetTheTea.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Almost 24 after the hour here on the DJV show. Jennifer and Victoria and Karen and I, well, I'll speak for myself. I don't ever want to put words in the mouths of these ladies. But I am actually quite excited about seeing the new movie, the Mamma Mia movie. It's Mamma Mia 2 at the London premiere of Mamma Mia. It's also called Here We Go Again. One of the members of the group, Bjorn Ulvaeus, but I never could pronounce these guys' names. Reveals some details on a couple of new songs the band is working on. This will be the first new material in decades for ABBA, getting back together ahead of their digital Avatar tour. He said of the tracks, quote, one of them is a pop tune, very danceable. The other is more timeless, more reflective. It's Nordic sad, but sometimes happy and sad at the same time. And he went on to say that the exuberant quality of female band members, Agnetha Fältskog and Annie Fried Lyngstad, lends an uplifting quality to an otherwise mellow, sort of melancholy track. And remember, two men, two women, they, at one point in time, both of them have swapped both women. In other words, the two guys have been with both women at different times during their reality. Does that make sense? This is a story.
Yeah, maybe the women have been with both men.
They have, in fact. Yes.
Take that.
Right.
Yeah.
Benny Anderson, one of the other bandmates, hinted that a third song was in the works. Wouldn't see release till the band reemerged when they go back on the road. They previously revealed the name of one of the songs called I Still Have Faith in You. Which will be featured on an NBC-BBC special that's supposed to air in December. The special will feature the Avatars performing their greatest hits. Avatars are also scheduled to launch a world tour in 2019. So
I love that artists can just not go on tour and just send their avatars in their place.
Yeah, well,
nice?
So let's explain how that works. Explain the avatar in this circumstance.
Well, it's like the hologram. It's like
a hologram. Look at Tupac.
Tour.
He could die and still he goes on tour.
Right. Roy Orbison's back from the dead.
Yeah.
He's on tour now.
Yeah. Pretty smart, huh? Pretty good. Mamma Mia, here we go again with all the ABBA classics, including Cher's version of Fernando. hits theaters this weekend. And speaking of Cher, she has been on the road, people, there's something about Cher now, it's almost an American institution, right? Do you agree? She's an American institution.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Fans happy with the news. She's releasing a full album of ABBA covers. This would be interesting. She plays the grandmother, Ruby, who is the mother of Donna, who's Meryl Streep, and Sophie's grandmother, the role played by Amanda Seyfried. You got the thing, grandmother, mother, yada, yada. She said, after I did Fernando in the movie, I thought it'd be fun to do an album of ABBA songs, so that's what I did. She didn't provide any details on when the LP would be released. She revealed that she didn't take a straightforward approach in her renditions. It's not what you would think of when you think of ABBA songs, because I didn't do it that way. I did it a different way. You'd expect Cher to do the songs the way Cher would do them, right?
She's probably going to make them like all of her recent dance hits.
Yeah.
You know, like modern club kind of hits that just kind of go to right to number one on the dance charts.
Exactly, right. When asked about the movie Mamma Mia, she said, I was a huge fan. I saw the musical on Broadway 3 times and was dancing in the aisles with everybody else. She cited that one of the reasons she wanted to take on the role was because she enjoyed what she saw so much. That makes good sense. She loves the film because it shows women being in control of their life. Huh. So, there's a double-edged deal here between ABBA and Cher. Lots to be happy about, because the music, you can sure, I'm going to bet it'll make you happy when you listen to it. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Mind explosion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Brace yourself. Here comes a gut check. You have a tendency to minimize the mistakes you make and maximize the mistakes of others. You have a tendency to believe that you're really deep and mysterious, but other people are shallow and predictable. You have a tendency to judge other people by their actions, but judge yourself by your intentions. You don't like hypocrites, but you fail to recognize your own hypocrisies. You're attached to what you believe because you really do believe that your perspective is the correct one to have. Although you don't like liars, you yourself have lied in your life. More so, even though you wouldn't define yourself as a liar, you happily call those with whom you disagree and catch lying liars. And really the same is true with just about every label you use. This is a gut check, because I don't even know you, yet I know all of those things about you are true. And I hope all this blows your mind, because if your mind has been blown wide open, you can start building a whole brand new mind right now. Visit DrChristianConti.com for more.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hoping to quell a firestorm of bipartisan criticism of how he spoke following his summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier this week, President Trump now publicly saying that he does accept the United States intelligence assessment that there was Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
Yet the president also said at that photo opportunity before a meeting at the White House with congressional Republicans,
could be other people also.
Iran is now suing the U.S. in the International Court of Justice, claiming new American sanctions after pulling out of a nuclear deal are a violation of a 1955 treaty. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now 34 after the hour, it's the Tuesday DJV report to the nation. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're here at your service on your side. DJV stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Victoria's in New York. I'm in Boston. And we're raring to go. So, Victoria, what do we have to dig into, sink our teeth into?
Well, it's kind of a sweet story. I feel like we don't have a lot of sweet stories, right? But here's a nice sweet story. Always room for more sweet stories. And here's one that's trending. It is wedding season still. Lots of weddings are happening in the summertime. And one bride who is down in Pascagoula, Mississippi, right on the beach, she was expecting to have a beautiful beach wedding. The weather forecast only predicted 10% chances of rain. And so she and her husband, were all excited. They had all of their guests ready to go. They had all the chairs set up on the beach and her little altar and everything and the flowers. And then hours later, she was holding back tears as she saw her decorations literally being torn apart by a downpour. She didn't know what she was going to do. The rest of the bridal party started to run outside to try to salvage some of the decorations when this random stranger drove up, got out of her car, She was also soaking wet from the storm, and she said to the bride and groom, "Give me 10 minutes, I'll have everything set up in my house." And she offered her beach house, which was right next door to this outdoor beach ceremony, and had the entire bridal party set up indoors with the same view of the beach, which was important to the couple because it's where they had met. And so this woman, who, her name is Cynthia Littlepage Baber-Strunk. Yes, that is her name.
That's how you own a beach house when you have that many names.
Exactly. I'm surprised her name wasn't like Bunny or something. But in a matter of 20 minutes, she had all of this couple's 50 guests in her large room, complete with flowers and a gold mirror. Everything was set up. And the bride said at that point, they didn't even know each other's names. They just knew that their wedding had been saved by a total stranger. And so this all went viral on Facebook, and there's really pretty pictures of everything. Mm-hmm. And the woman, we'll call her Bunny, she posted it on Facebook saying it was a wonderful experience to be able to host an impromptu wedding at their home. And then 2 days after the wedding, the bride and groom went back to the house to properly introduce themselves and gave them some wedding cake and flowers to thank them, saying that this couple saved the day. And she said, "I refer to them as our two little angels."
Sweet.
And then she captured everybody and put them in her basement.
Yeah. All right. Get down to the basement.
But how many people would do that even? Just to say, come to my house? A random bridal party, 50 people? Just, hey, come on into my house and have the wedding there.
Whose house is ready for that? I'd have some major, like, stashing of old magazines and stuff to do, you know?
What kind of a wedding would you have in your
house? Bunny's Beach House.
Right. You don't have to be a jerk. I have enough room for a wedding. Okay. Just wouldn't be very nice.
Go down into the rec room. All right. Speaking of weather, the thunderstorms yesterday here in the Northeast. Wow. Wild stuff. We had 3 inches of rain here on the farm in 3 hours. Poured. But we needed
it was pouring at the All-Star game. And I thought it was kind of interesting when Trump was doing his backtrack on the Putin press conference. Yeah. I don't know if you guys watched it. I have no life, so of course I watch it all. And, and the lights went out at the White House. He said, "I have full faith in the intelligence community." And then the lights went out. And he actually played it off. It was pretty funny. He goes, "See, they're always listening."
So this, I want to have you explain that for a moment. I just was looking at the line of storms that extended hundreds of miles. You saw those weather maps all the way from here in New England to the Mid-Atlantic down to the Delmarva. Hours and hours and hours of delays. You couldn't get on a plane that went from Boston to New York to Philadelphia, Washington. Forget it. They were the delays went all day and into the night. The Weather Service issued flash flood watches here where I am, also down as far as Philadelphia into New York. We had some areas of, I got 3 inches here on the farm. I have a little one of those measuring cups, but there were 4 or 5 inches that fell various places here. 2,600 flights delayed. And there were 1,100 cancellations, so you can see what that does. Weather like that, oof. Okay, let's spend a moment before we get to the sports. At the behest of Jennifer, and who did or didn't pay attention to what happened yesterday, and you referred to it as a backtrack. So how would you, is that the word that best describes what Trump said yesterday?
Well, a clarification. He says he misspoke. A step back, I guess, would be appropriate. He had a press availability before a meeting about tax reform with some members of the House and some of his cabinet. And before that, he made some remarks and allowed reporters into the room. He didn't take questions, but he did say that he has complete faith in the intelligence community, that he's never doubted what they say, that he believes them. Period.
Right.
And that he misspoke when he was in Russia and he made the, and I'm forgetting how it went, but he said something, "Why would I think Russia did meddle in the election," is what he said. At the White House, he said, "I didn't know why people were so upset by what I had said, so I reread the transcript and I realized I misspoke. I should have said, why wouldn't I believe that Russia was behind all of this?" So, look, it's silly. It's a misstep. He obviously got some heat from people. According to reports, it was Mike Pompeo and Mike Pence who took him into a room and said, "Look, you need to walk this back
because this wasn't right.
I personally think he should have just let it go and just not tried to offer some sort of excuse, or probably should have just said, "I have faith in our intelligence community," end of story. But It was a full Trump walk back, that's for sure.
Do you have faith in the intelligence community, Jennifer?
No, I don't.
No, I don't either. No, not at all. Victoria,
I think
you?
It's been absolutely corrupted.
Completely compromised. Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there. I don't know. And I think it's very easy for anybody to say, to make a judgment, you know, from our couch. So I don't know. I think that for the safety and security of American people under any administration, there are things that we don't know and don't need to know. And, you know, I remember when George Bush actually was the one who kind of said that, like, look, you know, you're not supposed to know everything. And I get that. And I don't think everything needs to be broadcast on CNN for everyone to watch around the world. So,
oh, but wait a minute. We have a right to know. This is the American people have a right
to
know.
I understand that, but and I do believe in transparency on certain things. But I also believe in national security, and I believe in national secrets. And I do think that there are some things that are just better off not being broadcast until after the fact.
I agree. The only reason why, and I would have never a few years ago said that I didn't have faith in what they produce. And by and large, I have faith in what is produced by the rank and file members of the intelligence community. But when you have all of the examples of corruption that we've seen over the last year or so, you have to realize that these organizations still have political motivations. And so that's where I lose my trust, is who are they choosing to go after? Are they going to go? They'd rather go after someone like a Doug Steffen or a Victoria Keelan for these separate reasons, and they protect their own. And I don't think that that's fair. Right.
They take the easy road, easy way out. All right, so I just wanted to get a feel for what happened yesterday.
Do you want the TV report?
I do after I tell everybody this is Nelson Mandela International Day.
Yeah.
Remember Mandela? A lot of accolades, iconic figure. Triumphed over South Africa's apartheid regime, human rights lawyer, prisoner of conscience, international peacemaker, first democratically elected president of a free South Africa, which isn't really free, but it was a step in the right direction. I found that out when I was there. As I've said before, we were talking about this, I think yesterday, the day before, how I was invited to go and did go to his inauguration. I had the first interview with Nelson Mandela of any radio person, and I found it. I didn't really talk to him. I talked to him, but it was through a sort of an interpreter. The fellow who succeeded him was his most trusted. So I would ask Nelson Mandela a question. He'd look over at Thibodeau or whatever his name was, and the answer would come from him, and then he'd repeat it. But it was kind of cool to be there. It was really an international kind of. It was the flavor of the day, the month, and the year to be around Nelson Mandela. Anyway. Today is Nelson Mandela Day because it was his birthday. He'd be 100 years old today. He was in public service for more or less 67 years. He started the Nelson Mandela Foundation. So the UN asks that you spend 67 minutes of your time helping other people. Just pretty much like the lady who helped those folks have a good wedding on the beach. That's very helpful, very given. A giving of her. So anyway, Nelson Mandela passed away a couple of years ago, but certainly an impact on most everybody. All right, TV report. What happens tonight that we'll be excited about, Jen?
Well, Dougie, there is going to be a big show on history. This is one I'm going to watch. Alcatraz Escape, the Lost Evidence.
Where's Sean?
You ever been to Alcatraz, any of you? It's so much fun.
No, I've always wanted to go.
It's, you have to get the little headphone monitors and then walk your way around.
Man.
It is creepy.
Eerie. Oh my God.
I would never go at night, I'll tell you that much. But during the day, it's okay. Alcatraz Escape the Lost Evidence is on History Channel tonight at 8 o'clock. You can check that one out. Property Brothers is new tonight. That's new at 9 o'clock on HGTV. I'll be checking out, I don't know if any of you have seen this show yet, but it's the new Ozzy Osbourne show. Have you guys checked it out yet? Ozzy and Jack's World Tour.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it, but it is new tonight on A&E. It's not the first episode, but I might check it out, followed by an episode of Wahlburgers, which I think is always good for a couple of laughs. That's at 10 o'clock. The Real Housewives of New York are brand new tonight on Bravo. That's at 9 o'clock. And then on the networks, there's some new stuff going on. Girl Got Game is on the CW at 8 o'clock, followed by The Originals at 9. On Fox, brand new episodes of MasterChef at 8, followed by Gordon Ramsay at 9 o'clock. And then NBC in reruns with Ellen's Game of Games, but they do have a new episode of Reverie at 10 o'clock. The ESPY Awards will dominate ABC. That'll be the big show of the evening. They'll be focusing on Sports Heroes. That's at 8 o'clock. And on CBS, all new tonight, Big Brother at 8, followed by TKO, which is Total Knockout, at 9, and Code Black at 10.
All right, sports news focusing on the ESPYs tonight, Jennifer. Best athletes on with Danica Patrick for the ESPYs. What's the background there? This is what. Who goes to this, and why is there so much attention given to it, Victoria or Jennifer?
Athletes from all over, actually. It's the world's best athletes from all sports will join Danica Patrick for the 2018 ESPYs. This is the first time I can remember it actually being on ABC. Typically, they always just have it on ESPN, but it's all part of the Disney family, so they're obviously looking to give it some more attention. It celebrates the best moments from the year in sports, and it airs live on ABC tonight from the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. The presenters that you should expect to see include Kate Beckinsale, Chadwick Boseman, Allison Brie, John Elway, Jennifer Garner, Allison Janney, Dan Marino, Adam Rippon, who's the Olympic skater, John Stewart, Russell Wilson, and a whole lot more. In addition, top athletes from various pro teams, as well as members of the gold medal-winning 2018 U.S. Olympic women's ice hockey team, will present and make appearances. And ESPN, the ESPYs, will recognize achievements in categories like Best Major League Baseball Player, Best Team, Best Female Athlete, and Best Upset. There are three pillar awards during the program, the Arthur Ashe Courage Award, the Jimmy V. Perseverance Award, and the Pat Tillman Award for Service. Those will also be awarded, and the money that is made from this goes to the V Foundation for Cancer Research, which was launched by ESPN with the late Jim Valvano in 1993.
All right, do you recognize any or all of those names, ladies? Arthur Ashe, Jimmy Valvano, or Pat Tillman? Do you know who they all
Pat
were?
Tillman, I don't know who that is, but I know Jimmy V, and he had cancer, and I've seen that 30 for 30 on ESPN, which is a great show, but sad story,
Yeah.
Pat Tillman was actually a football player who was also a soldier in, I think he was in the Iraq War, and he ended up dying.
Yep, he was. He became fodder. Actually, he was killed by one of our men, and it was a huge, because of who he was, investigation into it, and people were really ticked off because of how it happened. Anyway, well known. All right, Victoria, Terrell Owens in the sports news. What's going on with him?
Yeah, T.O. is moving toward a return to professional football at the age of 45. So this is good inspiration for Tom Brady, right? His T.O.'s agent confirmed that he has legitimate interest in playing in the Canadian Football League, the CFL. He's activated his 10-day signing window with the Edmonton Eskimos, and that gives them until July 24th to either negotiate a deal with T.O. or release his rights. He'll turn 45 this December. He last played in the NFL in 2010, though he did recently play in the newly created American Flag Football League last year. He is still in great shape. He is a six-time Pro Bowl honoree. He's also set to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame next month, although he did get a little criticism because he opted not to attend the actual ceremony, and instead he'll be giving his induction speech at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, where he actually played college football. And the Hall of Fame, in turn, said that they won't individually recognize T.O. at the ceremony, but he will still be inducted. So if he makes it up to the CFL and if he does well, you know, we'll definitely be hearing more about that story in the fall.
Gabe Rivera played for the Steelers in 1983, died. He was 57. He was put into a wheelchair in a car crash at 57 years old. People who remember him, Gabe Rivera. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Cut out the fat. Let's get to the facts here. It's 53 past the hour. Tech Talk time on the DJB program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, actually giving way to Victoria so she can bring us up to date on some of these important tech stories, privacy settings. I remember we talked about Venmo, but I don't remember in what context. So you can help us understand what Venmo is.
Well, Venmo is an app that makes it really easy to make payments or request money to your friends.
Okay. Yeah.
And so a lot of people, when we go out to dinner, my whole group, and I know Kara has said her group does this too, when you go out to dinner, it's just easy to split the bill. One person pays with their credit card or whatever, and then you just send the person what you owe them. So this is pretty much how everybody does it now. But the problem, though, is that there's a lot of people looking into Venmo, and the privacy settings are automatically set to public. Now, what that means is if you ever go on to the Venmo app, you'll see all of your contacts in your phone, all the people who use Venmo, you can see all their transactions. So it'll say, Doug paid Victoria $20 for ice cream. And you'll see everything that's going on. And you have to actually go into the settings and change all of that to private, or else everyone can follow every transaction you do. Now, it doesn't list the amount of money that you send to another person, but you can see where all the transactions are. And it's not just your actual friends on the app. It's every contact that's in your phone that's also using Venmo, which means they can also see you. So if you've ever been on someone else's phone list, even if you're not friends with them or you haven't talked to this person in years, they can actually see what you're up to on Venmo. It's a little creepy. And people are now starting to realize, okay, maybe there's way too much information out there. So it is highly recommended. They said now that more than 18 million Venmo users have never changed the default setting from public to private. So that means nearly 3 million transactions. And this is just one person who went through. She's a coder, and she went through and started realizing, wait a second, you could really figure out a whole lot about a person. 3 million transactions involve pizza, or the pizza emoji, during the first weekend in December, which is apparently the platform's busiest period last year. And she said that she found all kinds of different things, and now she's letting people know, you know, I found last names. You can put together when people are out of the house. This is now like a cybersecurity issue with Venmo. So go into the privacy settings. Change everything to private. And here's the other thing. You may want to go back into your past posts and also change them back to private, because the new posts going forward may be private, but you've got to go back and retroactively change the old ones, or else everyone can also see your info from the last few years. So you have to stay on top of your privacy with all social media settings.
Who's fighting with Amazon? We'll get to that in a moment. Here are some new steps to follow to keep your Gmail data safe from third-party app developers.
The Geek Out.
The Wall Street Journal churned up a lot of worry recently with a story about third-party app developers being allowed by Google to read a user's Gmail. Now, as with anything Google, the trade-off for all of its free software is the fact it's actually just a vehicle for collecting data that can be sold for marketing and research purposes. Gmail users, though, can control this. By simply typing security checkup into a Google search, you are presented with a tool that will walk you step-by-step into what apps and services have access to your Gmail account and how they're using. You can choose to cut things off individually, but understand if you do that, the service will likely then cease to operate. If this concerns you, we've posted a link on how to do the Gmail security checkup at the Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, let's get to who's lining up to take a shot at Amazon here, Victoria.
Walmart and Microsoft are joining forces in the fight against Amazon. They signed a new 5-year deal that will boost the use of Microsoft's cloud services and will work with both companies on artificial intelligence and machine learning projects. The agreement between Microsoft and Walmart will actually help both of them take on Amazon. Walmart has been pushing aggressively to transform its digital operations and because they need to compete better. And the cloud computing is actually one of the few areas where Microsoft can actually compete with Amazon. So this is really good news for both Microsoft and Walmart. Amazon has a cloud service that racked up over $5 billion in sales in this first quarter of this year alone. So this is exactly the target that Walmart and Microsoft are going after. And so Walmart tried to take a little bit of thunder away from Amazon Prime Day's sale with this announcement. Didn't really make a whole lot of traction. However, we'll look to see more of that stuff coming in the future from Walmart.
Walmart and Microsoft, an interesting combination of management styles. I found that to be sort of fascinating. But somebody's going to take a shot at Amazon for sure. 59 past the hour here on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.